The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's when you're out and about this weekend thinking, man, I got a whole crew of people to feed. What can I get that's quick and easy but still delicious? Raising Cane's, that's what you can get. Raising Cane's, always using the freshest ingredients, and everything is cooked when you order. Nothing sitting under a heat lamp there. It's always made with the best ingredients, and that goes from the chicken fingers to the fries down to the cane sauce and the lemonade that they hand-make in-store each day. Guys, they're not messing around when it comes to quality. They're not messing around when it comes to the community either. They're actively involved in the community that they serve, and that includes Houston. And they do a lot of great things around the community of Houston, and they include education, feeding the hungry, pet welfare, active lifestyles, business development. They work with all sorts of people. You can visit canesandcommunity.com to learn how they help out. And I'm going to give you one more website here in a second. There's something big coming up later on this month. July 27th. Is National Chicken Finger Day. And to celebrate, Raising Cane's is giving away a trip for two to the Fried Chicken Festival in New Orleans. To enter, go to raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. That's raisingcanes.com/FCF2017. Should be a really cool experience down there in a really cool city of New Orleans. That's Raising Cane's. One love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Kyrie Irving wants to be traded away. For the life of me, cannot understand why.
Why didn't he just wait a year? All indications are LeBron's pretty fed up with all this stuff.
I can't imagine that the Cavaliers, who have LeBron James ready to walk away next year, I don't know how they can trade Kyrie Irving.
I would say this situation's a little different from Carmelo's because Carmelo has a no-trade clause. If they want to trade him, he's not going to waive it unless he gets to go to a certain club. I think it's a little different than just, here's a guy who is under contract and wanting to go somewhere else. Don't sign the long-term deal. We talked a little bit about Yu Darvish yesterday, what the Astros might be able to do in terms of starting pitching. Later last night, came up that they might be in on Zach Britton.
That's a left-handed bullpen arm. I'm in on it. And he's controllable for another year after this one. If there's a starter or a bullpen upgrade at this point, I'm in on it. If all you're giving up is minor leaguers, I'm in. People say, well, what do you think about this name? Would this guy be good enough? Any upgrade would be an upgrade.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Look like you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check that out. And speaking of the prospects, I have something I want to get to in just a second, but I want to get caught up a little bit on the text line. 936 said, I had to fire someone today for the first time. Feels terrible. Need a Friday pick-me-up. That is the worst feeling in the world, is having to fire somebody, because first off, you have to admit you were wrong about them. And that's one of the reasons why I hated doing the job. So, sorry about that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yep. Okay. I want to just throw a few things out here on when it comes to trading these prospects. First off, if I'm an Astros fan, I kind of trust Jeff Luhnow to find more guys. I'll give you an example. Remember Jared Cosart?
Yeah.
Was supposed to be the top pitching prospect for the Astros.
Yep.
Remember when they traded him and we're all kind of like, wow. They gave up on him pretty quickly. But you know who was in that deal on the other end? The main guy was Colin Moran, who still hasn't developed yet, but is right up now. But he's 24 years old. I think he might turn into a pretty good player here. But Jake Marisnyk, who's been a solid player for you, and the throw-in in that deal was Francis Martez, who is now one of the guys that is considered one of your best prospects. So, essentially, Luhnow's pretty good at finding these throw-ins. I'll give you another pretty good example. Who's your other top pitching prospect at the moment?
Well, it was Paulino.
Yeah, he didn't do that well when he came up, but he's still
he's also suspended now.
Right, right. But he was also the player to be named later in the Jose Veras trade. I mean, he was just basically an extra guy.
Yeah.
And he was coming off Tommy John, and so he's turned into a top prospect. So even if you move some of these guys, Luno's pretty good at finding players like that that turn into better prospects. And they've drafted pretty well with a couple of exceptions that we've talked about. So I wouldn't worry too much about giving up some of these guys, because you'll get some other guys back in the deal just to help your minor league, and they're pretty good at finding dudes that turn into decent prospects. So I wouldn't panic too much. That's all. So
I think that, I mean, I don't know. I think they'll do the right thing at the end of the day. I think you're right. I think that he's pretty good about finding these guys. I just wonder how much they covet that the guys that they already have. You know what I mean?
Right. And part of it, too, is the other teams are going to fall in love with certain prospects themselves. And that's what you just have to hope, is that they fall in love with somebody that you're not as enamored with.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the other guy you hear from a pitching standpoint that's high in that people are high on in other organizations is Forrest Whitley. And, I mean, he's way down in the minors right now. I would almost rather trade those guys than guys like Martez, who's sort of helping the team now. You know, even if Forrest Whitley projects to be better, I don't care. If somebody's in single A or A-plus right now, you can have everybody on that team. I just can't. You can't think about those guys now. It's so far down the road before that guy's going to give you anything.
Yeah, and he's, 19 years old?
Yes.
I mean, that's a and you never know with pitchers. But, I mean, he obviously has a lot of skill and a lot of long-term ability. But, again, it depends on what you're getting back. And if you get Sonny Gray in a deal for that, Sonny Gray's still got a lot of long-term potential, too, and he helps you now. And, you know, that's a guy who was pretty highly regarded when he was drafted, too. But I think at some point you got to take some chances. And if you give up a couple of these guys, you're still going to have a decent farm system, because yeah, they've done a good job of building this thing. Keuchel making another rehab start, expected to go 4 to 5 innings. We'll meet back up with the Astros in Baltimore on Sunday. So should pitch next week.
Okay.
So that's good news.
Colin McHugh pitches tomorrow, right?
I believe that's correct, yes. So,
what's reasonable expectations from him?
5 innings, 4 runs.
Okay.
That's kind of what I would expect for him in his first start. But we'll see.
Yeah. I hope they get something out of him, but I've never been high on Colin McHugh, even when healthy.
Yeah,
I know that dude had a bunch of wins a couple years ago.
But he's always kind of slotted one spot higher than I'd like to see him in your rotation. Yeah. If he's your fifth guy,
okay,
I'm happy with that. And there's not many, not many teams have fifth guys you can say, oh yeah, that guy's better than Colin McHugh.
Yeah,
and there's a few, but not many. But if he's your third guy,
I guess the whole reason why I've been saying trade for a starter is I think about when you get into the playoffs and you're typically now using a 3-man rotation. Most teams are anyway. Every once in a while you may have to throw a fourth guy depending on how the schedule goes. But
right,
most of these teams are doing 3-man rotations. If you like, I want the third guy to be someone that I can roll out there and I feel good about. And people keep telling me, well, look what Fires is doing. Look what Peacock's doing. And you're right, they are. But then I look at track record of what they are historically versus what they're doing right now, and I just don't know if I buy it. You know what I mean?
You know what I'd buy a lot better is if you had Keuchel, Verlander, McCullers as your 1-2-3, and those guys were available for long relief.
Yeah.
And that you could put Peacock back in the bullpen. And ideally, in a perfect world, you get another starting pitcher, whether it's Sonny Gray or Verlander or fill in the blank. And if you got a guy like Zach Britton at the back of your bullpen, man, your staff is loaded now because you'll have the three starters you need. And if you'll have Peacock back in the pen where he was really effective to go with Davinsky and Giles and all those guys back there, I'd love the way your team was situated for a postseason run if they made those moves. And, I mean, if you have to go with it the way you have it now, well, then you're looking at your hot hand. So let's say Peacock's your hot hand, then he's probably your third starter. Say Fires is your hot hand at the time, he'd be your third starter. Sometimes that works out.
Well, and here's the other thing.
And it could work out.
Let's say Keuchel and McCullers aren't both healthy. Then you're pitching both those guys in the playoffs multiple times on short rest.
Right. Mm. Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting few days here.
I have a couple non-sports things on when we come back. A couple movie-related things. One's about superheroes and one's about Dunkirk.
Okay.
You want to do that on the other side?
Sure, let's do that. It sounds like a plan. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, cause I forget but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Carlos Beltran with an RBI single and Yuli Gurriel with a two-run homer. Astros up 3-0 in the first.
Boy.
Is there any way we could get that on in here instead of whatever this MLS soccer game is?
Starting up quickly.
Yeah, as usual. And Brian McTaggart tweeted out, Astros have outscored opponents 63-34 in the first inning this year.
Man.
Is that good? That's strong. Is that good? I'm not good at math.
That's strong.
All right, you said you had a couple stories.
Yeah, a couple movie-related stories. And you were saying, who was it that watched Dunkirk and gave it a good review?
Dustin Bennett. Dustin has sources on Twitter, and it's on Houston Sports and stuff if you want to read his review.
For those who don't know, Dunkirk is a movie about an actual historical event, World War II movie. I mean, this is a basically based on a true story type movie. As tends to be the case lately, I hate this now, but, and maybe it's because of my white privilege. This is a review of it. The trio of timelines can be jarring as you figure out how they all fit. And the fact there are only a couple of women and no lead actors of color may rub some the wrong way. That's a review. And
it's not Dustin's review.
Yeah, they may not realize that, well, in this story,
weren't many
it was
women
just,
that...
Women weren't driving around tanks in World War II. These were just... At Dunkirk, there were young white males, and the people that were sent to save them were young white males, and the people that were trying to kill those guys were young white males. That may seem racially insensitive, but it's historically accurate. And that's kind of, like, when you do movies like this, that's kind of the point. Like, if they did a movie about slavery, wouldn't it be awkward if, like, three or four of the slaves were white guys?
That would be strange.
That would be odd, right?
Yeah, it'd be different. You'd get some attention for it. But then if there weren't enough women in it, somebody would complain.
Yeah.
Hey, why are they complaining about not having enough women in the movies? Didn't they just take over Ghostbusters?
Yeah, they
completely?
Got their whole Ghostbusters.
Come on. Didn't they take over Mad Max?
The other story I read today was about Batman. And how did we all grade out Ben Affleck as Batman?
I actually liked Ben Affleck as Batman. I said all along I was against another Batman anything.
But he was pretty good, huh?
After Dark Knight, to me, there should be no more. But I liked it. I thought he did a good job as Batman.
Jong?
I did too.
Okay. For whatever reason, the studio is working on plans to gracefully usher out Ben Affleck's version of Batman. They're going to address the change in some shape or form in one of the upcoming DC films. He's at Comic-Con this weekend to promote the Justice League movie, which comes out in November. But apparently it looks like this may be the last time we see Ben Affleck as Batman. Warner Studios film studio chief Toby Emmerich tells The Hollywood Reporter, "Ben is our Batman. We love him as Batman. We want to keep him in the cowl as long as we can." And Matt Reeves, who will direct the studio's still undated and unwritten The Batman, has said that he means to keep Affleck in the role. But a source with knowledge of the situation says the studio is working on plans to gracefully move away from him. Exactly when or how that might happen is yet to be determined, but it would be, he said it would be wise to bet against Affleck starring in The Batman. So they look like that may be a short run for Ben Affleck as Batman. Now, that said, he turns 45 in August.
Still looks pretty good, though.
He does look pretty good. And you put some color in his hair and his beard, he looks even younger. And it said that he would be in his mid-50s at best by the time a Batman trilogy were done with him, which then maybe, you know, how's it going to hold up?
That's pushing it. Although, with if you're in good shape and with what they can do with cameras now, you can look a lot younger.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. is 52 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing fine as Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he's not doing any more solo films.
Right, but I mean, he's still in the movies. And yeah. Did he look like a 52-year-old man in Spider-Man?
You could tell there was a lot of makeup done.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's wearing a freaking Iron Man suit most of the time anyway.
I'd be interested to see if they, like if Bruce Wayne's not going to be Batman. Because there's been instances in the past in the comics where it's either, you know, Jason Todd. Dick Grayson kind of did it, but then he didn't want to put the Batman cowl on. So he, you know, did other things. But we'll see. I think.
I would hate that, by the way.
I think Jason Todd is already dead. But we'll see.
Who was it at the end of Dark Knight that kind of was set up to be the next Batman?
That was,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is that
yeah,
who it was?
Yeah, but that was kind of like a little nod to this is a way to put a guy named Robin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without actually having to do it. I mean, we'll see.
What was his name? John Blake?
Yeah. And then they said, I like your, I guess his legal name was Robin.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
You know, or they can recast Batman. DC's such a mess.
Yeah. Well, you remember there was a time like when in the comic books, like when I was a kid, where when Batman got paralyzed and he had Azrael be the Batman for a little while, but Azrael was kind of like he wasn't really a good guy. He was sort of a good anti-hero, maybe is the right word for it. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Batman. I don't know who I would want to be Batman either.
Well, if you're going to switch it again, I'm okay with just stop doing them. Yeah,
they're going to make Justice League movies, and they're going to need, you know, cameo appearances and stuff. Even if they don't do standalone movies,
well, don't do any standalone movies. Just put them in Justice League.
You're so protective of those Batman trilogy.
Well, I am because it was perfect. So,
I don't know who they could use. Like, who would be an interesting Batman that's not too old, but like I feel like it has to be someone at least kind of famous, right?
Right.
I mean, although Christian Bale wasn't famous when he did, you know, Nolan's Batman.
Famous.
I mean, he level of what he was after the Batman movies. Like,
it made him the most famous. But it's not like Superman where they keep finding these nobodies to play Superman. Yeah. You know, I mean, he was already an established actor.
I mean, I think Batman is in terms of comics, it's the second or third, depending on who you talk to, recognizable superhero in the world after Superman, and I think it's either Batman or Spider-Man. You don't need a famous person to play Batman.
Yeah. I don't know who they could use.
I don't know who's the next hot young actor out there that's under 30 years old.
I don't know.
John, you should know this.
I don't know. I've seen speculation that John Hamm's name got thrown out there.
I was just going to say him for Mad Men.
Yeah, very handsome looking guy.
He is, but he's kind of old too.
Yeah.
He's like 40.
Yeah.
How old's Colin Farrell these days?
I don't think he's been casted to do anything recently. I think he's done Horrible Bosses, I think.
Well, and he did the horrible True Detective season 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he was actually one of the best things about that season. He was like maybe the only bright thing about that season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he could work. He's a little bit, he's famous. I don't know how old he is, though. Has he been in any superhero movies?
Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
He was Bullseye in...
Daredevil. Yeah.
Yeah, in that Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah. But that's it, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think they could use him.
What about the dude who played Joffrey? He's not quite famous.
I think he's too young, right?
He's in his 20s. I mean...
That's still too young to be Batman.
Yeah. That's kind of tough. You have to hit that perfect age range, right? Because you don't want too old.
Yeah. What's the guy's name that played Bohan in Hell on Wheels?
Anson Mount.
How old's he?
That's a good question.
Like, they made him look old in that show, but I don't think he's that old.
No, actually, I saw a... Because
I've seen him, like, not... Like, without the grizzly beard and stuff.
Yeah,
and long hair.
I saw him on a Law and Order episode the other day.
He's like a good-looking young dude.
Yeah, he didn't look anything like Colin Bohannon on that because they had him clean-shaven. He was playing a preacher. 44 years old.
Oh, yeah. He's still
might be a little too close to the end there.
I see a story that says, should Army Hammer replace Ben Affleck as Batman? And I don't know how many movies I've seen him in. I've only really remember him being the twins in the Facebook movie.
Could Ryan Gosling be Batman?
I don't think he has a chin for it.
Wasn't Armie Hammer in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I don't know. I know he was in that one cowboy movie with, I'm forgetting his name. The Pirates... The actor that does the...
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, he was in that one pirate.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, he was a Lone Ranger.
That Man from U.N.C.L.E. wasn't bad. The modern movie that was 2015. I'm trying to remember who all was in that. The guy who played Superman was in it, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah. And it's a Guy Ritchie movie, which if you haven't seen it, it's worth your time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Armie Hammer was in that movie.
Okay, so he played the Russian guy. I don't know. I don't know if he works for Batman.
I don't know who can be Batman.
Yeah.
That's a tough job. It's like it's like Bond. Like no matter you're never going to make everybody happy with it.
Oh, did you see people apparently are melting down because there's a female Doctor Who? Just like people are going crazy over this stuff.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever. But apparently it's a big... It's like when there were rumors that Idris Elba was going to be Bond, people went nuts. It's like, oh, you can't have a black Bond? I'm like, man, that dude's a badass actor. Yeah. I'd love to see him as Bond. I like Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
But when he was going to leave, if you told me I was getting Elba for that, I'd be like, all right. I'm okay with that.
Could Jake Gyllenhaal be Batman?
Too young, no?
I don't think he's getting up there now. About Timothy Oliphant?
That wouldn't be too bad. He doesn't look too much different than Ben Affleck.
But he's older now, too.
He's a little older.
Buff up a little bit.
But he'd have to hit the weights, but I could see that. Plus, I think he can play. You know what? He buffed up pretty much when he did Hitman.
Who's the guy that played that plays Magneto in all the X-Men movies?
Oh, I forgot his name.
That's a weird name, a weird last name. Michael something. It's like
Fassbender.
Yeah. I like him.
Well, he can't contractually. I don't think he can cross over and do DC stuff.
I mean, how many more Magneto is he going to be?
I don't know. I don't know how many he signed up for, but I think there's going to be a bunch of more X-Men movies. I don't know how many more he signed up for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, I mean, what's his name is doing Venom.
Who is?
I don't know why I'm blanking on these names. The Mad Max.
Jeremy Renner?
No.
Jeremy Renner. No, I don't know his
name. Why am I blanking on his name? He's Bane.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he crossed over and now he's doing Marvel.
Yeah.
What about Kit Harington?
Tom Hardy's going to be Venom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so short.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, he seemed
a little bit.
I feel like he's a short guy. Yeah, they try to make him seem tall in movies.
I think Kit's a little short, too. Ben Affleck's like 6'5".
We got to find something for him to do when Jon Snow dies again.
Yeah.
And so he's coming up on the end here.
Maybe Jon Snow can be Batman.
You mean actual Jon Snow?
No.
Now, that's what I was saying. Kit Harington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
was throwing him out there because that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, that would be good. I would be okay with that.
All right.
He's famous now, too.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that he married his, what's-her-face in real life? The one that played You-Know-Nothing Jon Snow?
Ygritte.
What?
Yeah, he married her in real life.
Oh, what a dummy. Oh, he could get a way hotter chick than that.
I don't know, man. She's redheaded. That's
There's
big.
A lot of redheads who are hotter than her.
I found her pretty hot. Mm. She was in something else I saw. I think it was some... like The Last Witch Hunter or something. I'm pretty sure she was in that. I could be wrong. All right, guys. I'll tell you one thing I'm not wrong about. Texas Mattress Makers. And I'm telling you, guys, if you are looking for a mattress, there's only one place to go. And you're going to get a great sleep. You're going to save a bunch of money. And the best thing is, it's so hot out there right now. I mean, let's be honest. It's too hot to live. That's what Houston is right now. Well, you get to sleep cool because... the one thing they do that's just great is they have this pocketed quad coil system. And if you go out there and buy one, they're going to show you how this works. But basically, it allows air to flow throughout the bed, and you get a cooler sleep surface. So if you're sleeping hot, how about this? Paris and London beds. They're for you. Cooler, eco-friendly, and starting at just $788. Plus, take huge savings on children's and guest beds right now with quality twin sets starting as low as $240. I mean, $240. And they're all American made. And I'll tell you, the London Euro Top Deluxe mattress has quad coils, memory foam, and graphite latex. And all that means is you get support, eco-friendly cooling material, and a great price. And you're already saving about 50% off of what you would be spending if you went to a retail store, because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. But that's the beauty of Texas Mattress Makers. You're going to save money. You might be buying a mattress that they made at one of these other stores. Just go there. You're going to be doing business with great people who are great in the community. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Bow your head, the most highs
around. Lord, ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Astros up 5-0 after 1.5. Colin Moran should take a picture of his stat line right now.
And hold on to it.
Yeah, he tripled, scored a run, so it's 1-1-1-1. And drove in a run. Batting average 1,000. OBP 1,000, slugging 3,000. Unless he'd hit a home run, he wasn't going to be much better than that. Of course, he did play some last year, so I guess that makes him 3-for-20 in his career. But, 5-0. So, all right, I have a gem of the day, but let's get Shrek on the line. What's up, Shrek? Shrek?
Uh-oh.
But then, like, X-Men is, like, one of my favorite comic books and my favorite cartoons. I'm not a big fan of the movie, but the guy who played my
Hey, Shrek. Shrek. Time out. Your phone sucks. Why is your phone so crappy?
Because I have T-Mobile.
Oh, are you on speakerphone or something?
No. It's just when I'm in this loading dock, my signal is like, it goes from good to bad. I apologize.
All right. Hey, remember that time you called and said you were never calling again? And if you ever called back, a fake? Were you just having a bad day or what?
No, it was just a lot of my coworkers and my friends were harassing me. They're going to dating shows. And they just never understood that, like, I didn't want to go on the dating show. I was really trying to get that chick at work. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't understand anything you're saying, so we got to let you go, Shrek.
Yeah, but Shrek, you're a big star now, but, you know, if we can't hear you, it doesn't do any good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. How many times do you have to fail at something before you say, maybe this just isn't my thing?
Depends on what it is. Because, okay. I mean, if it's something you're like...
Well, if you're like trying
if it's skateboarding, you're going to fall down a bunch of times before you figure it out.
And if you're trying to pick up a girl, you're going to get turned down a bunch of times.
Right.
If you're trying to rob a bank, wouldn't you think if you tried three times, you'd have at least one success? And no, not this guy. Basically... the crook allegedly tried to hold up two banks in the Lower East Side and East Village in New York and was also connected to another failed heist. Basically, the police said this was a very bad bank robber. He was 0-for-3, busted by cops from the Strategic Response Group and later charged in connection with the robberies.
If you get busted once, don't you go to jail for a long time?
But he didn't get busted. He just basically targeted a Citibank and he first attempt came at a Chase branch, and then he failed at Citibank. But basically, the source said he was seen in a black shirt as he entered the banks, and he had a pizza shirt on. But he failed to get away with any money in three tries. I'm going to go with that's a fail. He gave the teller a note that said, "Give me all the big bills, make the wrong move, and you will get shot." And it ended with the words, "Rapido, rapido." Apparently, the teller just simply locked the door and walked away from the window.
Oh, boy.
So, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right.
It's going to be hard to rob a bank.
I don't know, man. It
most of the banks I go to, and I hardly ever go inside the bank anymore, but when I do, now there's like these crazy window systems that, like, I would laugh if someone pointed a gun at me there.
Yeah, I think it's probably pretty difficult. You know the best time to rob a bank, I think?
When?
During a hurricane.
Oh, good call.
If you had a really, big hurricane going on, could get in there. Now,
might make getting away difficult.
Yeah, but it also makes it difficult for the police to come get you.
That's true.
And you just have to, if you're prepared and they're not, like if you have a boat, they don't. Put that sail up 30 miles away, just like that.
You need a fan boat.
Well, you need a sailboat so you can just put that sail up and you're gone.
I think because like a fan boat, they can go on land and sea, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like those swamp boats.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. One segment to go here on a Friday. We're going to wrap it up. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports! Won a $250 gift card from Barcelona Sports. Just sign up to win on ESPN975.com/Barcelona Sports. One lucky winner takes home a $250 gift card. Best products, best prices, and personal service. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. The dog was licking my arm while I was doing that. Drink of Ages tonight at 9, and lots of good stuff on the weekend. Aubrey Outdoors XL at 7, Real Deal with John Clay Wolf at 9 tomorrow, Checkpoint Radio at noon, Love and Laughter with Beth at 10. Then on Sunday, we got Texas Outdoor News at 7, Automotive Reporter 8, Houston Game Day at 9, Locker Talk at noon.
Locker Talk.
Cubs and Cardinals coverage beginning at 6.
Speaking of game day, no game day this Sunday because Barry wasn't able to secure a studio. They wouldn't let him in.
When is he back?
He's back on Monday.
Oh, okay.
You gotta be kidding
me. He's been gone forever.
It's like over a week, right?
Yeah, he was gone since the following Thursday.
Jeez.
I have to say,
How's it sounded with him?
Like, it sounded okay, but it's hard to do a show when you're not.
It's hard to do a show that way.
Right. Although I've some of it from what I could hear, it sounded pretty natural, but then other times you could kind of tell. All right, we got stupid stuff, right?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Tyler's a made guy now. I kind of trust him to run the show.
Jerome's doing both days. Yeah, I'll be gone Thursday, Friday.
I mean, they're kind of honorary blitzers. That's close enough. But. All right, that's 424 on Monday. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's 507 for the first burp of the day from AJ. The amount of wagers placed on that could surpass. Okay, so 410. We didn't even make it to the end of the first
If somehow Dikembe could link up with one of those Nigerian email scammers,
I think that would work.
He could get enough money to buy the Rockets.
If you send me $10,000, I'll send you $100,000 after I buy the Rockets.
I'll send you a Rockets t-shirt and $1 billion.
Are these all $2 bills?
But it would be crazy to show up to Leslie Alexander's office with just a giant box of $2 bill.
That'd be kind of awesome.
Not today.
The farthest flight that I've been on in a long time was Vancouver.
Is that further than Regina?
Yes, significantly.
Yeah, you got to go way deeper.
It's off to the side. Regina's in the center.
Well, that's where you want to be.
You don't want to be way up high and left.
No.
Which is where Vancouver
is.
That's
how people get hurt.
Yeah, that's how injuries happen. That's what happened to Rodman.
You would have sex with B. Arthur?
For some reason, I was thinking of B. Arthur or somebody else. Yeah, I would. All four of them, man. Political figures. I told you we didn't have a president. Close. John F. Kennedy Jr.
Jr.
dies in a plane crash at 38.
I'm surprised he didn't run for president. He
was only 38. He wasn't even eligible yet.
All you got to do is be 35, right?
No, I think you have to be 42, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
I don't know. Look that up, John. I've already spent too much time looking at B. Arthur nude.
You looked up B. Arthur nudes?
No. Yeah, I still have one more to watch of Defiant Ones, but man, that was a great call.
That's what you should have watched with your daughter.
I mean, there's some R-rated stuff there, but I mean, I think she's probably old enough by now.
Yeah, she's seen boobs.
I'm pretty sure.
Unless she just doesn't shower, she's seen them. All right. Summer
stop
means...
Stop it. Just stop it.
I was trying to get out clean. I'm sorry.
Got to tell you about Harry's. And
Harry's.
AJ uses these razors. I use these razors. My son uses these razors. Everybody.
Your son is shaving, huh?
Well, he's in college.
What about your daughter?
I don't know about that. I don't ask those kind of questions. But
I'll text her and ask.
Guys.
Yeah? Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Sigh.
Did you finish Defiant Ones?
No, I haven't yet. I'm probably going to do it tonight.
All right.
I just went out last night and had steaks and decided to kind of sit outside and chill. So, all right.
Thanks for dealing with my animal today.
Oh, no problem. She's taking a liking to me. We hit it off. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by the dog. She made it the whole time without barking while we were on air. Great job, AJ Hoffman. That didn't suck too bad today. We'll see you guys on Monday. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.